Evan, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, January 18, 1905. Dr. Evans, my brother, I have words to speak to you. In the past, you and your wife have been very happy together. You have loved your wife and have treated her very kindly. She has not lost her love for you, because she has loved you sincerely. And for years, the heavenly angels bent over you, pleased at your unity. But you have lost the balance of your mind, and you will be inclined to write and speak unjustly, and to say and do that which, were you in your right mind, would greatly shock you. You have lost your wisdom and judgment. It is time that you placed yourself in a right position. Through the grace of God, I have been the instrument, by means of the testimonies given me, of saving several, yes, many, who were passing through an experience similar to that through which you are now passing. Do not try to work out some plan by which you can escape the reproach which, unless you change, you will be the cause of bringing upon the work of God. Only by falling upon the rock, Christ Jesus, can you escape this reproach. If you continue to do as you have been doing for some time, should you continue to remain under the power of Satan's delusive representations, it would be impossible for you to retain your position of influence. Talk no more of love to any woman besides your wife. Such a love is base. It has in it nothing of true love. Love is too sacred a word to be used in such a connection. Lust is the word, not love. It is the lust of the mind, the fruit of corrupt thoughts. I shall call things by the right name. For Christ's sake, for your own soul's sake, and for the sake of those who would cheapen themselves to respond to your expressions of love, I send you this warning. I ask you to read and study the 5th chapter of 1 Thessalonians. Temptations of this kind prevail in the nominal churches of today. They are described in the 18th chapter of Revelation. After these things, John writes, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Verses 1 to 3. The vileness of character that marks many of those composing the religious bodies of today is placing them where God's wrath, unmixed with mercy, will be poured upon them. I might write more about this, but I will not dwell longer upon the dark picture. I would say to you, come back to the sanitarium as soon as ever you can, so that the remarks made may not be increased by the strangeness of your absence. Your wife will not remain in the institution with you away. Come back, and come a sane man. A strange spell is upon you. You cannot reason correctly, and you need help. I am instructed to say that the Lord will heal your soul of its disease if you will make thorough work for repentance and forever rely upon His power and grace. Do not imperil your soul by continuing in Satan's snare under his instruction. The principles of the Christian religion call upon you to break away from your sins and place yourself under the influence of the Holy Spirit. I advise you to come back at once and place your feet in the straight and narrow path of holiness. The Lord forgave Paul for his misconception of what constitutes true religion, and He will forgive you. But we could in no case link up with you while you continue to take your present view of matters. I am strongly opposed to certain sentiments in Living Temple, because I knew that the outcome of a belief in these sentiments would be just such evils as you have been practicing.